The agenda for today is as follows. We are only having a briefing by our content advisor on the 5-year stress plan of the committee, whereby the committee has been forwarded a draft, and we'll go through the draft and then we'll try and put before this one for what the committee plans to do in the next 5 years, and we have the government president. He'll go through that on the advisor that will test the team. And thereafter, we will have Mr. Jarrett Wilson from the research unit, who will also be taking the committee through the research and analysis of the state of the nation address in terms of the labor sector, what it says to the labor sector. This will take you. Thank you very much. Sorry. 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 Sorry.
Okay.
Then at the end, I will just update the members on the steps that we will be taking the International Centre and also the Public Service. Thank you.
So just one more housekeeping matter. I just want to check if you received my letter by email just requesting that the Minister be asked to come and discuss the measure of support and whether you prepared to consider that.
I won't receive the number that I was on picking. So I think time to go through and the letter is the month closed. I will come back to it. Okay, over to you, for the Senate.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members, colleagues, and our guests. Media has started, let me just go through the process of drafting the transition plan. We were provided with a template for drafting the transition plan of the committee. So then the president of others were required to populate the candidates with the proposal of the committee for the 5-year. And then after which it has to come to the committee for the members to make their input into the plan, which is the draft before the committee now. The draft is referred to other documents that we have to take into consideration in our plan for the 5-year period. One of which is the strategic plan of Parliament, which is the 5-year strategic plan of Parliament. So, as a committee of Parliament, our strategic plan also aligned to the strategy of Parliament. And the committee which is overseeing the Department of Labor, our strategy plan also need to look into the strategy plan of the department so that we know what the department has to do in the next 5 years, and then we prepare our plan also considering the plan of the department. The other document that we are also considering is the National Development Plan, which is an overarching plan of the government, guiding all plans of the government. And also the published medium-term strategic framework, which is the strategic plan of the overall government. So coming to the draft plan itself, that's by a forward which is that's a message from the Philadelphia Institution in the Department of Security, from the Minister, but in this, in our case, it's a little from the Chapter 10. So this is just a proposal which the precious Chapter 10 has to look at and decide whether she is here to be. So I'm not going to go for it already. And then after that, it's the official sign off. Yeah, the official sign off. When members have made their input into the plan, and then the final draft is scheduled before the committee, and all members agree that this is the plan of the committee for the subject to. Then it has to be signed off by the chairperson as the official plan of the Controlling Committee on Labor. Okay, then we have the table of contents which just help us what is contained and in the document. Firstly, is the vision of the committee. The vision of the committee, maybe I must start by explaining from the guidelines that we received from the Department of National Data on the strategic plan. It refers to the vision as an inspiring future of a preferred future. It is not time-bound and serves as a foundation for all policy development and planning, including strategic planning. And they go further to say it should be specific to the institution, but linked to the overall vision of a particular sector. So, in the initial draft, the vision proposed that the Portfolio Committee on Labor strives to enhance and develop the capacity of the committee members in the exercise of effective oversight over the executive authority. But the department revised this strategic plan as they have presented last week. We have said that the strategic plan that they have now is not similar to what they tabled last year because of the MCSF of the government. So they also had to take that into consideration that there are now the new administration, so they had to make changes. So they revised the strategic plan. So the proposed change to the vision now of the committee is that the vision of the committee is to contribute towards achievement of decent employment and equity, employment and equity and equity in the workplace. So I'm not sure whether I'll have to go through the whole plan and then get the input from the members, and then all the members want to give input as we go along. I have to be guided by members on that one.
I think we can go through it because we have some.
And then the mission of the commission. The guidelines define the mission as a statement that set out the reason for an institution's existence based on its legislative mandate, functions and responsibilities. The mission should specifically identify what the institution does, why, and for whom. In the budget documentation, the stated mission of the department should be the same as the whole aim of the department. So, in our initial draft, the mission of the portfolio committee was to contribute to the realization of the developmental state and ensure that the service delivery will be charged against the responsibility and the community of Parliament. But after receiving the MPSF, I'm proposing this change. It should read as the Bloc Committee on Labour aims to provide a service to the people of South Africa by providing the following: an effective oversight over the Department of Labour and its entities by strengthening its scrutiny of action against the needs of South Africans. 2. Participation of South Africans in the decision-making processes that affect their lives through, amongst other public hearings. 3. A healthy relationship with all levels of the executive, that is national, provincial, and local, that promotes efficient cooperative governance and ensures appropriate links with our regional and global labor institutions. And finally, an effective and efficient support services that enables members of the committee to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities. The mission of the committee is informed by the mission of Parliament. I'm not sure whether the mission of Parliament. The proposed mission of Parliament in its 2014-19 budget plan is that Parliament aims to provide a service to the people of South Africa by providing the following: a vibrant people's assembly that intervenes and transforms society and addresses the development challenges of our people. 2. Effective oversight over the executive by strengthening its scrutiny of action against the needs of South Africans. The participation of South Africans in decision-making processes that affect their lives. 4. A healthy relationship between three arms of the state that promotes efficient cooperative governance within the sphere of government and ensures appropriate links with our region and world. And finally, an innovative, transformative, effective and efficient parliamentary services and administration that enables members of Parliament to fulfill their constitutional responsibilities. And then after the mission statement, we come to the values of the Portfolio Committee on Labour, which as we are a section or an entity of Parliament, our values have to be derived from the values of Parliament. So the values of Parliament were: one, constitutionality, people centeredness, cooperative government, and professional and good institutional government. But those values have since been changed with the new strategy plan of Parliament, which is, maybe I need to know that it's still in the draft for itself, not yet in Parliament. But the new proposed values now are openness, responsiveness, accountability, and teamwork. So that is why I highlighted them in yellow so that members can see there are still proposals. And then it's also professionalism and integrity. And then it comes to the mandate of the committee. We divide the mandate of the committee into two constitutional mandates and legislative mandates. Constitutional mandate. Parliament derives its mandate from the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Particularly, Section 44, 55 and Section 59.
Section 24 confers authority to the National Assembly to amend the Constitution, pass legislation, as well as to assign any of these legislative powers except the powers to amend the Constitution to any legislative body in another sphere of government. Section 55 empowers the National Assembly to consider, pass, amend, or reject any legislation before it, and initiate or prepare legislation except money bills. It further empowers the National Assembly to ensure that all executive organs of state are accountable to it, as well as to maintain oversight. And then Section 59 provides for public involvement in the legislative and other purposes of the National Assembly and its committee. And then the legislative mandate, the committee oversees the implementation of the following pieces of legislation: the Labor Relations Act, the Equal Conditions of Employment Act, Employment Equity Act, Unemployment Insurance Act, Occupational Health and Safety Act, and Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Disabilities Act. National Economic Development and Labor Council Act and Employment Services. Not sure what I said. I sent it to you. And then the policy mandate. The policy oversees the regulation of the labor market through policies and programs which are aimed at improved economic efficiency and productivity, creation of decent employment, promoting labor standards and fundamental rights sectors, providing adequate social security net to protect vulnerable workers, sound labor relations, eliminating inequality and discrimination in the workplace, and tending occupational health and safety awareness and compliance in the workplace, and to give real social dialogue in the formulation of sound and responsive legislation and policies to attain labor market flexibility for competitive of enterprises, which is balanced with the promotion of the decent employment. The policy mandate, if I may just point out, is derived from the mandate of the Department of Labor. So the committee that is overseeing the department, it is up to the committee to oversee that the department is performing the duties that is outlined in the strategic plan it is going to perform. In addition to this, I've just added a few more. As I highlighted them in yellow, it states that the committee is also responsible for overseeing the effective functioning of the following labor market institutions. That is the Productivity of South Africa, MEDLEG, and the CCMA. And then the committee is also guided by the committee rules. The rules of the National Assembly are applicable to the portfolio committee on labor, and more specifically chapter 12, which is the committee system. And then the strategic goals of the committee. The proposals are to monitor the creation of decent employment through inclusive economic growth by ensuring that relevant legislation is adhered to, and to monitor the placement of youth in job opportunities and intention schemes, to monitor the implementation of employment legislation to ensure, amongst others, that the workplaces reflect the demographics of the country, to monitor the implementation of employment legislation to ensure that abusive work practices in atypical work and labor coaching are eliminated, to monitor the investigation into the introduction of the national minimum wage as one of the key mechanisms for reduced income inequality, and finally to timely process the bill for the first committee.
So those are the proposed strategic goals of the government. The next question is the situational analysis. I'm not going to go through that because it's just like, so looking at the context and also planning for the 2014 and 2019 period. But yeah, this is just a proposal and we need to do some more additions to it, like including the issues of the unemployment, maybe including what the government has done to address the challenges that are facing the country. But yeah, this is at the stage. And then the strategic objectives. We first have to look at the strategic priorities of the sixth parliament, which are in the initial draft of the strategy of parliament, they were to strengthen the oversight and accountability, to enhance public involvement and participation, to deepen cooperative government, and to address the impact of legislation and strengthen legislative capacity. But there has been changes, there are proposed changes to the priorities for the fifth parliament, and these proposed changes are based on the published MPSS 2014-2019. They are to strengthen oversight and accountability, which is similar to the previous objective, and enhance public involvement, deepening engagement in international fora, and strengthening cooperative government, and strengthening the legislative capacity. So we have to align our strategic objectives to those objectives of parliament. The community priorities. This section outlines the focus areas of the committee for the fifth parliament. It is informed by our legacy report, by our distribution analysis, and by our sector policy analysis. Based on that, our focus for the fifth for the committee of the fifth parliament are to monitor the implementation of the amended legislation, as we are all aware that the labor laws have been recently amended. So the committee needs to monitor its implementation and to follow up on the recommendations that they were also made by the committee within the oversight business. To monitor compliance to international agreements, and also to monitor the national minimum wage process, and to enhance the public involvement in decision-making processes of the policy. And then section 9 looks at the strategic goals, and then from the strategic goals, the strategic objectives are derived. So the strategic goals are the goals of parliament, and then the strategic objectives are what the committee intends to do to achieve the goals. Goal number one is to strengthen oversight over the executive to improve service delivery by government. The proposed objectives for achieving this goal are, first is to ensure that the performance of the department and its entities is in line with its strategic plan. Secondly, to monitor departmental expenditure so as to ensure that the budget is spent on projects and programs for which it was allocated. Thirdly, to ensure that the performance plans of the department and its entities are in line with the overall goals of government as espoused in documents like this NDP. Then the second goal of Parliament is to improve public involvement to deepen democracy. And then the strategic objective of the committee to achieve this goal is to sort public opinion on policy matters through invitation of written submission to public hearing. Secondly, to ensure that the committee meetings are open to the public. Thirdly, to inform the public about the activities of the committee through coordination of public announcements by allocated officials. Thirdly, the third goal is to improve international participation to contribute to a better and safer Africa and the territory. That is the strategic goal of Parliament. But then the strategic objective of the committee is to ensure that the committee members participate in international legislative bodies. Secondly, to ensure ratification of relevant international agreements. And thirdly, to monitor compliance to signed international agreements. The fourth strategic goal of Parliament is to strengthen cooperative governance to improve intergovernmental relations. And then, the committee, our proposed strategic objectives are firstly to cooperate with other committees of Parliament where necessary to improve efficiency. Secondly, is to enlist support from other parliamentary staff where necessary to improve efficiency, e.g. the use of language practitioners during public hearings. And then the fifth strategic goal of Parliament is to give reviewed legislation passed to realize the MP, the MDP outcomes. The objectives of the committee, the proposed objectives of the committee are to timely process legislation that refers to the committee, to ensure public participation in the legislative process, and to ensure that the referred legislation is in line with the NDP outcomes. Maybe I must here point out the NDP outcomes that are relevant to the commission in terms of the country at 2014-2019. Previously, we had 10 outcomes in the previous country, but now there's an increase to 13 outcomes. The new outcomes that have been included, that is the two new outcomes, outcome number 18, a comprehensive, responsive, and sustainable social protection. No, that one is not in the statement. I am referring to the MPSS 2014-2019, which outlines the outcomes of government. And then the outcome number 14 is a direct socially cohesive society with a common national identity. So this new addition is included in the revised strategic plan of the department. So initially, the department was responsible for 3 outcomes out of the 12 outcomes of the MPSF. But now they've included 2 more. So now it is responsible for 5 outcomes of the MPSF, which are: firstly, is the outcome number 4, which is decent employment through inclusive growth. And then secondly, is outcome number 5, which is a skilled and capable workforce to support an inclusive economic growth. and then the outcome number 11, outcome number 12, which is an efficient, effective, and development-oriented application. And then the last outcome is the new one, which is a very social service that is the common national identity. And then we go to section number 10, which is a strategic objective of the commons. So they are derived from the strategic objectives that are mentioned above in section 9, which are strategic objectives number 1, to ensure performance, to ensure that the performance of the department and its indices is in line with the strategic plan. And then the proposed indicators there are the quarterly expenditure report and the annual report that are aligned to the strategic plan. So we are supposed to provide targets there over the annual target over the 5-year period, that is 2014-15 target, 2016-17, 2017-18, 2018-19 financial years. So those are the this are the proposals for the indicators and targets. Strategic also, which is to improve public involvement to giving demonstration, and then the strategic objective is to sort out public opinion in policy matters, and then indicators include written submissions and writings when dealing with policy matters, public hearings conducted on issues of national importance, committee meetings open to the public. And then strategic goal number three is improved international participation to contribute to a better and less Africa and the world. And then the objective is to ensure that the government members participate in international legislative bodies. Indicators, ensure ratification of international agreements, monitor compliance to ratify international agreements. And then goal number four, strengthen cooperative governance, improve intergovernmental relations. And then the strategic objective is to cooperate with other committees or parliament when necessary to improve efficiency. And then goal number five, reduce legislation passed to realize the NCT outcomes. And the indicators there are to ensure public participation in the legislative process and ensure that the referred legislation is in line with the NPP outcomes. And then we are also required on part C to identify risk and mitigation risk is what might hinder the community from achieving these focus objectives and targets, and then mitigation in as well as identify the risk, what are going to do about the risk to ensure that it is minimized. So the risk includes the failure to conduct the joint oversight service, which might be as a result of each committee has a full focus, making it difficult for committees to come together and identify common issues to the committee, to the committee. So as a mitigation, joining with relevant committees to decide on the committee's program. So if we know of the issues that are going to require joining with other committees, then we need to sit with those committees in advance at the stage of drafting the program so that we align our program in such a way that we are able to make it work. And the proposal is not being made that. So we want to make it with the portfolio committee and for any other purposes. There are a lot of labor related issues in the community. We might have to come together to decide on the program in advance so that we can be able to schedule the material worker. And then what else, especially the analysts can be price constraints. So as a mitigation, we need to prioritize important elements of the plan. Then the analysts might be time constraints. Then as a mitigation, we need to conduct proper planning to ensure that the identified priorities for the particular fields are addressed. Finally, part B looks at the resource allocation. I don't have information on the budget allocation of the commission, so I left the section open and I'm still getting this on the our finance section. That is what honorable members and thank you.
And thank you, Can you do as I say, but put your phones on silent because if they are on vibration, they are making noise and all that. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I don't think this necessary for us. I mean, it's obviously up to you to go through piecemeal, piece by piece. It's a long and quite a detailed report, and I want to thank the content advisor and whoever in Giovanni's team put this together. I think it's a very good job. I would like to go, if I may, straight to number 5. That is page 11 of the print version, page 11 and 19. Strategic goals. If I may go straight to that. Just have a look. It says number, the first bullet point, 5, and then there's bullet points. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's just on number 5. The first bullet point is to monitor the creation of decent employment. That word decent is quite loaded, and as you know, Madam Chair, that the word decent is less of a dispute around the country, especially with society. I believe we should be creating employment within the law and not use the word decent. In other words, employment within our legislation as opposed to using the word decent, but otherwise I'm happy with that. So to monitor the creation of employment to increase some economic growth, by ensuring that the relevant legislation was adhered to, which is you can see the word east and out, which means we must create employment. But it's within our legislation. Our legislation will ensure that jobs are east, because I thought that was one of them station. That's the first one I wanted to look at. I then wanted to have a look at the bullet point number 3, and it's to monitor the implementation of employment legislation to ensure in the area that workplaces reflect the demographics of the country. Now, as you may imagine, Chair, there's a lot of litigation about that as well, and it's the demographics in terms of the relevant legislation. Because as you know, there's that fight about moving Indians to the Cape Province and moving others to Gauteng. I would rather say the Indian legislation to reflect the relevant demographics of the country, as opposed to just demographics. And then bullet point number 4, and it's to monitor the implementation.
That's the last question. My colleague is trying to assist, but I'm there. Oh, the last part?
The last part of this was to reflect the relevant demographics of the country.
Sure.
As opposed to demographics, because then what you're doing is you're again limiting what we're arguing for. And the relevant demographics would be taking into account the provincial demographics. So that's what I'm looking at. It's in line with what Labour Appeal Court has said. And then bullet point number 4 is to monitor implementation of employment legislation to ensure that abusive work practices. Why do we then outline just 8 typical work habits? We must monitor all abusive work practices. It doesn't matter where you are and what it is. We don't have to. We must eliminate all abusive work practices. So I'm not sure why we looked at atypical employment that they broke in. Again, that's saying that what you're really saying is that there's no abusive work practice in any other employment situation. So it doesn't make sense. But we might have an extra bullet point saying that we need to have a careful look at atypical work and labor broking because there have been some history of abusive work practices in those two. But I can trust you, Madam Chair, that I can find abusive work practices anywhere in the country, doesn't matter what type of employment there is. And then bullet point number 5, and it's to monitor the investigation into the introduction of national minimum wage. And we say it's one of the key mechanisms, and I would just say as a possible key mechanism to reduce income inequality. There are lots of others wondering what is key. Mechanism is something that is just about to get. This is my proposal, point number 5 on strategic goals. I have some other comments, but I think I've kept the talk too long, so thank you, Madam Chair.
I think the social policy is similar to the attempt here as we speak as the other members speaking because we have a right to agree or discuss about the new idea so that we come up with something that we agree because if we just let people talk and then write down, it will be like agreeing with anything that the members say. So I would think that when you are fired, on what has been said, you will agree. So, Honorable Polish, if you can talk about when it comes to your end, you seem to be lost a lot of money.
Me?
No.
I don't get you.
No, I didn't say it. When members are doing their input, we must listen attentively because if we let someone talk and we don't, for instance, as I speak, you will find that we don't agree with what I'm saying. But if you then quiet, you are not raising to put to know one of the enemy, it should not be that way or it is that the way it is. That's what we should be doing. Because if we are satisfied with everyone that shows whatever he or she wants to show, the tribe are writing, it's in me that this is what we are all agreeing upon. So we should be speaking to each other as well. But if you can come to your church. What are the
problems? Thank you, Jeff. My colleague is a labor lawyer for the years, you know, we've discussed with him before this morning, at which point this year we have a caucus. And I'm very happy because that shows it's not biased. I wouldn't say that aid must do this, is just come up with all the technical things, and I think he's quite right that we must prevent ourselves getting involved in arguments about what is just against our side. So I think his points are quite right. There are two grammatical things that if I can just ask to change them before we agree the report. On page 8.3, the committee cooperates with other spheres of government. Just change it to the committee must cooperate or the committee should cooperate something. There's a word missing within that sentence. So page 8, under 3.3 cooperative government, the committee should or must or will cooperate or whichever way you want to put it, should cooperate. And there's another grammatic error on page 13. The proposed C-priority for the Fifth Parliament. Number 1 and 2, 3. Deepening engagement in international forums or fora or something like that. I think it's a word change. And then
fora
is just a... Oh, I see. So it's just before. Okay, sorry. It's just something. Sorry, I'm not going to mention that quick. My only comment on the content is... the same line that my colleague pointed out, they have a different problem with the same line. In fact, like us, monitoring the creation of decent work through increase of economic growth and all that sort of jazz. I don't have a problem with that idea. It's just that the Labour departments can't create work and can't create economic growth. So I don't want us to put ourselves a mandate and then somebody comes up and says, but you did nothing. We can monitor the implementation of labor laws to ensure that the work is decent or something. Just a wording. I don't want somebody to come and say, you didn't create jobs, you didn't create economic growth. I mean, we as the air waste part would love that economic growth. But what we don't want is the labor committee to get responsible for that. Because, I mean, we don't have a program, and I know the CCMA or the any of those bodies that can create the government legislated through programs, but they're not labor programs usually. They're usually public works or mining contracts. I just don't want us to ever come back and say, we didn't do it. But we can't. It's the defense part that we are concerned about. It's not the creation and the economic growth part that we are concerned about, because it's not our mandate as a labor committee or even the Department of Labor, I think, to create it. It's our job to make sure that the placement agency works and that the inspectors go and check and that the laws are changed and all of those good. I mean, we know that I'm going to speak to people who don't know. I would just suggest you change the wording of that chance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Superintendent. Good morning. I think I also want to appreciate the work of the researcher and his team. The issue of decent work or decent life, decent work or employment created, we cannot run away from. Because Mama Wong Conference in 2012 directed the country to strive to create decent jobs. So it is if imperative upon the department and us as the committee that oversees the Department of Labor and all other departments and the country at large that decent jobs must be created. Isn't it that this is a government led by the African National Congress. And with that body, that conference has spoken, no one can speak against that because this is the party that leads the country. We must all strive to ensure that that resolution finds expression in all what we do at all levels of government. So I am opposed to the proposal that says this where decent employment must be removed. and I stand here to firmly share with some followers to say we cannot run away from directing everyone in the country to thrive, to create decent employment. I understand why people would want to say we must not talk about decent employment. Because we... let me not go there, sir, but I also want to go also on bullet point 4 on the same page 11. And that I would propose that we don't change that sentence, but to put people at ease, to insert including in a typical way. We're not saying other employment areas are not abusive, but we also want to say inclusion in a typical way, because abuse is, as my honorable member is saying, abuse is all over. We can talk maybe and say inclusion in a typical way. Monitor implementation of employment legislation to ensure that abuse is practiced, including in atypical work and labor programs are eliminated. But sure, this is a good work done by the research.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think also to join the crew on depreciation of the proposed draft that's in front of us, if it's really well researched, competition is there, and what I wanted to say is it's covered by the previous speaker. Just to emphasize that indeed we have to ensure that as a Labour Committee, given our past practices in the country related to workplaces, it is important that we emphasize in our strategic goals the national points that have been re-emphasized by Honourable Mantashe in particular. I would like to join in what you said. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chante. Chair, I also appreciate the work done by the content advisor, but there are areas, and that is only one area where I need clarity. On page 10, you seem not to be sure of the employment services space. What is it that you are saying about that? Because as you were presenting, I just do not understand your comment when you said because this is work done by yourself. The second issue, Chair, is if we go to page 11, if you look at the first bullet which talks to trans employment, I think Honorable Fakre was in a way agreeing with it, because you said as government we expect work to be created following legislative procedures, and that is what decent work is. I don't think there's any contradiction, because decent in this case refers to following proper procedures and also all of the appeal to all the legislative procedures. So I think in a way in his input he partially agreed to it at once, because I agree with him when he talks of following legislation, which is what creates decent work. When it comes to bullet number 3, which talks to the demographics of the country, to me that bullet is more talking to the implementation of EEA. I don't think there's anything which needs to be added there, because I think it's reminding people that they need to adhere to, amongst other policies, EEA. Then there's this area where you say the minimum wage is one of the key. There you are opening an opportunity for any other mechanism, but you are saying it's amongst the important. So I don't agree when it is said you must not say it is he. It is he, but it has not played on the work. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Let me also appreciate the work of the content advisor. But Chairperson, I'm not sure of the relevance of what I'm going to say. On page 7 in the mission. I wanted to propose that perhaps we add another bullet to that speech, so lobbying and advocating for the development of some aspect of care skills. That is if possible. Or relevant. Thank you.
Honorable Lodi, what is that? That is not a reparable colleague.
Thanks, Chair. I just wanted a clarification point. My comments about that sentence about creating decent work through use of economic work. My problem is not with the word decent. I'm happy with the word. The legislation has got many people that's calling for labor inspectors calling for work to be legitimate wages and all those working conditions. I focus the word creating and economic growth. Because I don't want us to be trapped in having to be accountable for economic growth. I'm fine with these, but the work must be, people must be even treated, and I'm fine with that. I'm not fine with the economic growth because I don't want us to be monitored. Otherwise, we must call a quarterly report on how the Labour Department created jobs, and I don't want that. So that's, I have no problem with decent, with the word decent. With regard to the others, I don't think we're very different in terms of our comments. I think the Honourable Baylor was just trying to change a word here in one sentence or a word there because it reflects the legislation that we're out there. For example, saying the relevant demographics or the demographic in the legislation or whatever. All you're saying is just make it reflect the law. The law is written already that we're not going to reinvigorate that. The law is already written on demographics. And we have approved that law last year, as I related to it. And it is just saying that by adding the law, that's a great to add in the law. We must make sure that happens. So that's our method anyway.
Thank you. Do you want me to say something about the point? I just hope that we are not going back to what we doing. Because our current trauma is unless we are coming into, I didn't know that all of the issues were going to answer, but I thought that it's coming up with anything. Anything.
Yes, Madam, I might have an idea then, because Honourable Mukash said they have a definition of decent. Maybe we could put that in then, because then we don't have to tackle very hard, I see, on quality leaders telling you that I speak word. I want to have a disciplinary hearing when I leave.
I don't know.
But I'm happy to leave the word if we follow the Honourable Mukash's outline, so we can say decent as per implementation of the relevant legislation. Because then we're defining what decent means, because otherwise you can have an argument what decent means. For you and I, decent might mean 11 rand a month, but for someone else it might be 10 rand a month. So we've got to make a definition. But if the definition is reflective of relevant legislation implementation, then I'm happy with that word. Maybe if, and I know that the Honourable von Skopbeck said that at bullet point number 3, because it refers in fact to EEA, well then we can be more specific. And then I would agree.
Can you remind you of our training to our
department?
Can you allow me to check?
Tell you the whatever it was, and I apologize if I was not concerned. I mean, I didn't write down who said what, but I heard. I'm trying to find a little file so that we can propose this and so forth.
I think we can, he has made a proposal in rewriting of the sentence. I will get to that proposal. But repeat the proposal so that we content advice and let me write it so I can put it on the screen and the members are closed on the consent. But indeed, honorable Oryx is right. It is not the core mandate of the Department of Education.
Oh.
You are 100% in your program. We understand that. Please, just write it and look at it, and then all these lines that you want to rewrite. You can. But can you say that he's not here? I think you are writing. Are you writing Bonanga and Kanda the
Fire? Yes, I
am. Okay, well, okay, can you read it for us?
I'm talking about no, I don't understand.
But can you phrase it so that we know that it's such as
Okay, it's goal number one, to monitor the creation of different employment as mandated by legislation to improve economic growth by ensuring that the relevant legislation is
accessed. I think other parts are correct, except that they are agreeing that this issue of economic growth may come back to haunt us, so it's not supposed to be there.
Yeah,
so monitor the creation of different employment and federal
institutions. Yes, by ensuring.
By ensuring.
By ensuring. That's not repetition. That's not repetition. You say to monitor the creation of different employment as the labor and as the labor legislation. When we go again to say to ensure that.
Yes, having the mission.
What I'm saying is this is that in its form now, not enough.
Okay.
Because if you go on again to say as the relevant legislation is covered. You covered. It's okay like that.
Okay, that's fine.
Are we all comments?
I just want to be sure that the new sentence is saying to monitor the creation of defense employment by ensuring that relevant legislation is attached.
It's the same
thing.
That's why I was raising the fact that we are putting ourselves to go further than that.
I'm a vulnerable man's doctor. Yeah, I think that's fine because as long as it says relevant legislation, they can't hold us down for something that's not in the legislation. Let me tell us. I would
agree.
Okay.
Okay. I think the other part that must be reformulated is the one of the minimum wage. That it is not the only.
second one was plate number 3, Democrat.
Okay, we don't stand at the commercial. Okay, okay. Shall I repeat, please?
It was like required that the humanitarian implementation of employment legislation. Okay, so much for the implementation of employment legislation to ensure inter-alia diversity reflect the relevant demographics of time.
We have to input relevant.
The only way is the way you suggested what you should have been doing. What
does one mean? Our training test, if the sentence is as it is, my interpretation where I'm treated is saying the same address amongst others, EEA issues. So that inclusion does not necessarily need to be captured there. But I was trying to answer to Honorable Wakrain, who had a different understanding on the matter.
So do we all agree that everything is just that? Honorable
Wakrain? I think you've added the word relevant. And I think we're happy with that. If you don't put relevant, then we're happy.
The
relevant demographics. It means that it's the ones that are relevant, which the law prescribes. We don't prescribe it as relevant.
Are there any ones that are not relevant?
Well, for example, to give you an example, in Limpopo, there are more black males than the national demographic. Does that mean we must ask some of the men that are black males in the park that should move out of the crop? We can't do that. If they won't live there, they might be free to live there. So that's why we have the relevant demographics, because it's what the legislation says is relevant. So in that case of Limpopo, it will be the provincial demographics. Otherwise, we have to tell some black males from the park to move to Gauteng, and some colored females from the Cape to move to, I don't know, somewhere, some Indian people.
I'm not mentioning anything. Let us not be as if we are doing the administrative part of this, because we are here coming up with principles that need to be adhered to. So once you say relevant demographics, as if there are irrelevant demographics that we allow things for elsewhere. For me, inclusion of relevant is just irrelevant.
Okay, if we don't agree with the word relevant that was introduced by a researcher, then perhaps we cannot say as per legislation. Then we take out the word relevant. Is that a better alternative?
Yeah. Can we pass?
Implementation of employment legislation to ensure inter-alia diversity reflects the demographics of the country as per legislation.
Chair, we are saying employment legislation to ensure Marawak. We can't come again with legislation at the end. Once you put in legislation, it is saying follow law.
your first foundation is right. We don't have a problem with it. Because, yes, you are going to a station there, even if you do not unpack. I think as the members of Portfolio Committee on Labor, we know the situation is as well.
The problem has arisen not by the first part of the sentence. If you put to monitor the implementation of employment legislation full stop, then Honourable Madam wouldn't have raised this query. Because, I mean, obviously we implement all legislation. The only reason that we've got a query is because you've suddenly introduced the word demographics. And there's a big fight going on in the country among various organisations about what does that mean, which demographics. So we don't want to enter a fight here in the committee about specifying which demographics are the right ones. Because if we do that, it's going to go on forever. So we're trying to get away from that word demographics of the country being listed there as an explanation. The third part of the sentence, as my colleague Bunayaki said, is quite silly. To monitor the implementation of employment legislation. That's fine. That whole part is fine. If when you start trying to specify which demographic later on in that sentence, that it becomes complicated because different trade unions and different bodies, political bodies are fighting about which demographics are the relevant ones. So we don't want to get into a discussion with this committee about which are the relevant demographics, but then it opens up a whole long discussion about which demographics are the correct ones. And I use that example in the paper to show why we shouldn't let the committee get involved in that argument about whether the black mass on the type of Muslim people not move. You might just leave it at that first
point. On which issue are you on? On the one with the demographics, but we're trusted.
No, we haven't got there. We're not happy.
No,
we're not. The media is not happy with that.
No, but Honourable, I really don't understand what you want us to do. Because the legislation is very clear about the democracy.
It's changed twice, and the regulations attached to the legislation have also been changed twice. And there was to and froing between the President's office and Parliament about this demographics we're talking about, and then there was a big fight in the media about it. So we don't want to create a big fight. We're trying to say, when you say that sentence about implementing employment legislation, that's fine. When you start wanting to say the demographics of the country, which demographics are you talking about? Are you talking about the national demographic that must be implemented equally across the country, which then means people have to move because they don't represent the right demographics? See, that's why we don't want to introduce the discussion of which demographics into the equation. We want to just take that sentence out, that section out, because it leads to confusion. People want to know from us which demographic is the committee talking about.
But when you say the law has changed, which one has changed? Changed for what?
The draft Labor Relations Act, Parliament Police. Well, anyway, it specifies that, first of all, it says national demographics. And it was changed to say national or regional demographics. Now, recently, there was an attempt to take out the regional demographics from the legislation. So the draft that had to Parliament only says national demographics. And then there was a big fight about that. And the presidency was consulted, and the end result was that Parliament reintroduced, if I'm not mistaken, when I was not elected by the president, that they reintroduced that clause for regional demographics because of the fight that ensued about that. So what I'm trying to do is to not get us into that debate by saying just leave that demographics out and refer to the legislation, because we're going to get questioned on which demographics are we trying to enforce, the national or the regional one.
Okay, at least you are saying there is no law yet. That's what I wanted to understand, whether there is a law that has changed to a certain wording. But from what you are saying, I think it has been changing, it has been drafted and everything, meaning that nothing that has changed.
No, there is law.
Which law is that?
There's a Labor Relations Act.
What is it saying? No, but what is it saying in relation to that the one that has been changed, not the draft, not what we are complaining?
Yeah,
Happy to tell you what it says.
Okay, what are the colony was?
When I read that sentence, one should say reflect demographics of the country. I know it's demographics of the country. But one should say relevant demographics. I'll ask a question, which ones are relevant? For me, it's relevant, it is going to bring us questions more than what is captured now.
Okay. I want to align myself with what the Honorable Lolo is saying. Because there isn't a single demographic in the country that is not relevant. And we are in a unitary state. We are not a federal republic. So we cannot regionalize people. People may go wherever they want to, but that the demographics must be looked into when employment is offered in any situation.
Thank you. I will give you another chance, Honorable audience to talk. Because really the country, we are talking about the country, we are talking about our country, and know the demographics of our country, and nobody could question the demographics of our country. We know them. Whether in Western Cape or anywhere, the demographics of our country, everybody knows them. It's only indeed when we say relevant, because that's not relevant, it means therefore that within the country there are demographics that are irrelevant. That's the question. So we don't want to enter into that section. Yes.
Jefferson, I'm happy to withdraw the word relevance. I understand that there are sensitivities around the word. My problem then is that I want to add the word that is in the Act. The Act says the demographics of a country and region. That's what the Act says. So if you can do that, I'll drop the word relevance. Then we just say what the Act says. So I need the researcher to please look up the relevant clause in the Act.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Employment Equity Act and it specifies which demographics. And I want to take the wording straight out of the Act.
Okay, we have a little
bit. Okay, I think if they are referring us to EEA, we are back to what I proposed. That once you affect demographics of the country, you are referring a person to EEA. There's no other piece of legislation that a person is going to use.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we are on the same page now, because we are all talking about EEA. And I said there's no need for us to go further and state the EEA here, because we know where demographics of the country are stated. A reference document for the demographics of the country is EEA. So I want to appeal to the honorable members. Let's live with it as it is, knowing as a committee that the reference document is EEA.
They can't probably
know that this is the document. Thank you, Madam Chair. A simple proposal, and I think everyone understands this. Bullet point 3, I'll read it out, to monitor the implementation of employment legislation. Full stop. Because I know that the Honorable Lolo didn't want us to repeat things. that I'm carrying on repeating something is a bit silly.
I'll go again.
To monitor the implementation of employment legislation, full stop. I think you're going to be happy with that. We don't have to pick on demographics at all.
But what's the problem with the word demographics?
The problem with the word demographics, I can explain to you, in terms of employment equity legislation, it specifically says that the demographics have to be implemented in terms of both regional and national demographics. That has led to legislation for the last 5 years. It still hasn't been approved yet. The court is now sitting in the prosecutional court is sitting on that very problem. So it hasn't been sorted out by the legislation either. So for us to put that in would be silly. So all I'm saying is, and I think we almost agree, that we want to monitor the implementation of the legislation. And that's a fantastic strategic role. And why do we have to then start repeating things, but then you highly look at EEA or demographics. You don't need to repeat. And I think I agree with the Honourable Leeway. Why must we repeat things? Let's just put it down. That we can monitor employment legislation. Then it is open for everything. So that would be fantastic.
I think that's helpful, and it doesn't bring us to a static solution. I think what Ollis and Lodi were saying are close to what we want. We want to correct that one problem.
When I said it's a repetition, if some legislation was included at the end of the sentence, after the word comes. So my proposal is clear. Let's live with the sentence as it is, understanding that we are following the EEA as a tool to implement what we have chosen.
Okay.
No, Chair, there's nothing to add. I'm saying let's live with that sentence. I was saying we are creating in the House a tool to implement that sentence as it stands. It's using the EEA as a reference document. So there's no subtraction or addition that we need to do to what is there already. Thanks.
We are talking, guys.
We're not talking, sorry. We do one of two things. We either agree, which will take some discussion, or we're going to have to lodge objections because the way that it's worded is not acceptable to us.
But, Honourable Ellis, I think for now, let's leave it as it is.
No, I'm
because
sorry, we can't.
Yeah, we cannot
agree
to disagree.
This research has still not given us the tools from the Employment Equity Act. I'm busy reading through it quickly to see if I can find it. If you refer to the Act, then I'm covered. If you don't refer to the Act, then we object to that thing.
But the thing is, what I'm saying for now, because I've asked for this Act very well, research fund now is going to give us the... we can sit in that somewhere to check on it.
Okay.
But it is now. Let's leave it as it is. Yeah, let's leave it as it is until such time you come with this this act, because you can't find it. We all understand. There's something that I don't understand what is keeping here. But with demographics, I think I understand which is why we don't want to agree. But it can't be that we are making mistakes when we are referring to the demographics of the country, demographics of South Africa. We cannot be wrong.
But we can't also make a mistake by referring to the regional demographics either, by the same term.
But the regions are falling under the country. You can't have the country without regions.
But honestly, Jefferson, it's a political game.
Please, let's not play that game, because here we are not talking regions.
So
we are not talking around the state. We are talking national approaching the country.
So why does the Employment Equity Act refer to regions then? It's a law of the country. It's not your knowledge, it's makeup thing.
Let's let this thing come. Let's come back to it. In fact, this legal advisor, the legal advisor reliance must check on this thing, not a researcher. That's not a researcher, it's a legal advisor. So then we can come back to it. If I keep diet, then we come back to it. Legal advisor will come. Any other, I think the, what else is on the list?
On the fourth bullet, there was a proposal that you grant access to ACTI, but it is on the world of public practices. So the proposal was that you will refresh your sentence to so monitor the implementation of employment legislation to ensure that abusive work practices, including any atypical work and labor working, are eliminated. To monitor the implementation of employment legislation to ensure that abusive work practices, including in atypical work and labor working, are eliminated. So, it's just including in atypical work. Thank you so much.
Any other reformulation?
Okay, the fourth one was on the minimum wage one, on the minimum wage was it for it for them to monitor the implementation and so the introduction of a national minimum wage as a possible kit mechanism as well as the competition mechanism. That's what they proposed.
The proposal of which is what?
What? What? What? Come with that again. Come with that.
The proposal was that to change the rating of dependent services to input possible change changes.
So that is from that?
Okay. To monitor the investigation into the introduction of a national minimum wage as one of a possible key mechanism for a joint income in the
valley. Because I think we are moving away from you saying it's the key or it's the only. Now, we are moving away from the only. So now we must come up with something that says it's one of the amounts. What did you say is the right thing? Very good.
Chair, the committee currently we are busy with public care on the national minimum wage. They are doing that, we think is one of the key mechanisms to reduce income inequality. So once you say possible, it means we are not sure whether it is a solution or not. Whereas we are sure it's one of those that can assist.
Okay.
Okay.
Currently, the sentence is to monitor investigation into the introduction of the national minimum wage as one of the key mechanisms to reduce income inequality. And then there was a proposal by Donald Parker to say that it includes the word possible mechanism.
Can you write, can you guys write this thing first? When you just talk and then you write, on this, Honorable Lodis, do you want to rephrase that one? Because I think we all agree that this is, it's not the major. But if one of the mechanisms to reduce inequality, we are 100%, so we are not saying as we go about and say the national minimum wage is going to do away with inequality. We are not saying that.
Not the only one.
Yeah, we are not saying that. So we then need the right coalition.
Because we have not got a report from the Department of Labor or from business saying that it is going to reduce income inequality. We are not discussing that in the committee. You'll remember when the researcher tabled the summary, the ANC was not happy with the conclusions and wanted to make that as an input document and not as a report of the committee because you were not happy with the conclusions. I'm not happy with the conclusion that it is definitely one of the measures to reduce the inequality. So it is a possible one, but we haven't got a report anywhere that the committee has accepted to say that it is going to reduce any income inequality. If it makes lots of people unemployed, it will make the income inequality bigger.
You see, now, honorable, honestly, what is affecting now is our development. Because once you go and talk about it's going to deal with, it's going to do away with unemployment and all those things. I think this formulation is right. Because we do know there is no way that we can waste the taxpayer money and go around the country, around the world to check when we know that it's not going. The only thing that was checking is that how should we do it in South Africa to avoid these issues that are raising of people losing employment and many other things? But we do know that it is one of the mechanisms that are going to at least reduce the inequality. And we are not saying complete. Because immediately you earn a different wage. Because what we are looking for here is to do away with the slave wage. And this is what we are doing at this stage, we are investigating as to what is that should be. So there will be a dent in terms of inequalities, in terms of wages. It will. No, then I think let's have this to be separate and go forward here. I think this one is not the law. This one, I don't think we will ever agree with this committee. Honest, I mean, honorable, honest, I think we must be honest to each other on this one. Really, we will never, it doesn't matter whether we can go all over the country or all over the world, but I don't think at this stage we will agree that it will make a difference. I think let us be honest and go forward. Because we believe there is no way, even the president, that can say, the president didn't say we are not going to investigate modalities of how it should be implemented in South Africa. And this is exactly what we are doing, those modalities. But we need to implement it. Because as you go around, you listen to what I'm saying, you don't want the wage that you are getting, you can't get the keys, of course, it doesn't matter where you go. And that's why at least you want to make it different. And it will be a difference, no matter how little that difference, but it will be a difference.
If I can just respond, I'm happy for you to put on the record that we don't agree on this.
Sure.
The point, but I want to just clarify what we don't agree on. We don't agree on the sentence because it says national minimum wage. Mm-hmm. And the DA is still not convinced that a national minimum wage will fix it. We think a sectoral minimum wage might fix it, or a different modality. So we're not arguing about whether or not to increase wages or decrease wages. We're arguing about the modality. A national minimum wage might not be the solution. A sectoral minimum wage might be the solution. And that's where we want to not bind the committee to one view on it.
But at least you understand, you might be right. But what we are dealing with now, we are dealing with the national minimum wage. And therefore, we can't refer to any other thing that you are doing, we are dealing with the national minimum wage. So so there's nothing else that you can, there's no other reference except the national minimum wage when you talk about giving quality. So it's fine, we will record your, your objection, and then, but can we, remember, let me just talk for you.
Thanks, Shenoji. I think we have cut out our sentiment for us.
Okay. Okay, let's talk. Any other issue?
There was a proposal from the government. Honorable, one proposed as we include on our mission statement that looking for development and transfer of scarce skills.
I don't think that's what she said. As another good person who says lobbying and or advocating for the development or transfer of care skills.
I think as Honorable Bongwane raised it can be relevant with regards to the mission thing that we are having a problem of cases in our country. And they are putting emphasis on that just or to document it as part of our mission. We just strengthen the argument. Thank you, Chair.
Any objection to that proposal, members? None. So it's just accepted. Thank you, Reverend Tongwane. So you will add?
Yes, I'm going to add. And then there was a question of clarity. Yes, from Honorable Lulu. That is regarding the employment that it is being. The reason I was not sure whether it has been signed into law was because in the president address, he mentioned that, if I quote him. What I'm saying is that there was a question of clarity from Honorable Lolewe regarding the employment services bill. The reason I said employment services bill was that I was right that at the committee, the bill was passed and it was referred to the sort of president. But now, in this case of the election address, the president said, I quote, "We expect the finalization of the Employment Services Act of December 14, which formally establishes the public employment service." So that's why I had a question. I don't think it changes anything.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yes.
Thank you. You are very impressed. You are on the point. Any other thing that you want to raise, members, before the researcher gives his input? Okay. We're passing on to the researcher. What? Happiness. Yeah, guys, happiness, right?
Thank you.
America has gone to the top, it's not really well.
Out of politics, something which I don't ask me why, but I think
when you say it's difficult to contact someone, you don't know which country is yet.
Thank you. I think that the place in which the test has again faced into it,
I think that the state of the nation is basically the overall plan for the government. For that particular year, it takes into account what the government plans to do for that year, and it tries to operationalize the much larger and broader plans as contained in the NDP and as contained in the leadership strategic framework, which our colleague here has discussed. It also looks at those broader contextual issues that we as a country need to look at. It identifies what the plan should be for. It covers all sectors and it tries to create the linkages and the strategic oversight of the strategic direction that government should take. And it's important to first identify those issues that as contained in the NDP and the legal strategic framework, which the president has raised in the state of the nation today, around and that impacts is not directly relevant or not under your oversight, but it's sort of relevant, contextual relevant issues for your sector. And that's around issues of growth, economic growth, investment in infrastructure, the macroeconomic policy issues that create jobs. Because documents talk about job creation strategies, economic strategies that create both growth and jobs. Skills development, the whole regulatory environment, and to include people that are they're excluded in the economy and to ensure that they are included in the economy. The president, he highlights all these issues in the Department of Persona, and in the Renewable Strategic Framework, it sets certain targets that need to be met. And these targets are the economic growth rate, and they link economic growth rate to the amount of jobs that we need to use, and the amount of jobs that we need to use, and the rate of household income, and also the level of unemployment. So the medium-term strategic framework sets these targets and says that we need to, for example, improve the economic growth rate and number of jobs. We need to decrease employment by this and household income by that. To then go straight into the state of the nation address, the president cautions us in slow economic growth. These are things that we have under our control. Some things we have under our control, some things we don't have under our control. Some of these are international issues. And the question that we need to disable economic growth rate, the projection of 5% that we actually needed, are not going to necessarily realize. The medium-term strategic framework, the NDP, talks about the 5% economic growth rate that we need to meet the jobs that we require. And I think the president in the state of the nation said, cautioned that we're possibly going to see 8.5% economic growth rate. I mean, that has implications for jobs. That's quite serious because it's still looking at 1.5% reduction. On a more optimistic note, he talks about the recent test South Africa fourth quarter report on employment creation in South Africa, where from quarter to quarter he stayed look at the very positive signs of having created. And the report doesn't really say that from the previous quarter to the last quarter of 2014. He said that 203,000 jobs have been created. And he notes that as a possible good sign, and that's something that we need to have. But it doesn't diminish the sort of dangers of unemployment. That means greater than problems. He then, in terms of what's relevant for the labor sector, he looks at issues of the employment tax incentive for youth. He notes that 270,000 youth have been employed because of that incentive, and that has costed about 2 billion and about 29,000 employees have actually benefited from that scheme. He talks about the target of 6 million jobs that needs to be created over a 5-year period, and he mentions a very positive figure of 850,000 jobs that have been created up to date. So it's about 1 million per year, so we're pretty close to the target that he's talking about. He then mentions issues of programs that government has actually initiated
things like working on waste, working on wetlands, working for water, working for fire. And you take these in the next team, it should create about 60,000 jobs. That's what the program should be working for. You mentioned a 9-point plan, and this plan is sort of an overall strategy for government, and there are certain parts of the plan that are relevant for the Labour Portfolio Committee. For example, the point on moderating workplace conflict that's directly related to what the committee looks at. He looks at small and medium enterprises, and that is something that both the SME committee and this committee looks at. And he looks at encouraging private sector investment. I think that's very important in terms of creating jobs, that those investments steer towards job creation. Then he looks at the mining sector in fairly detail, which is the one in fairly detail, and he talks about the possible minimum wage for that sector, and he sketches out in about 2 or 3 pages what needs to be done for that sector. And the ongoing oversight and interventions by government at a very high level in that sector. And then he talks about reviewing sector determination in several sectors, and that's in the agriculture, forestry, private security, wholesale, and retail sectors. In terms of legislation, my colleague has covered some of those areas. The President highlights about 3 or 4 pieces of legislation. He talks about the finalization of the Employment Services Act of 2014 to establish a public employment service, legislation to regulate the practices of private employment agencies and temporary employment agencies. So I think legislation will be coming up forward on that. And the amendment of the Unemployment Insurance Act to prove the benefits of the service. I think in a short nutshell, those are some of the key areas for this year that the President was talking about. His consistency from the 2014 State of the Nation address, the June one, and this address, I think the President highlighted more detail this year some of the things that were exhausted. And also, I think it's in line with the NDP and the Muslim Church strategic plan. So there is harmonization across these things. Thank you.
So thank you so much. The text you have managed to unpack the state of the national treasurer, and I don't know if the members want to comment. Not a full party.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that was an excellent outline of what the President has to say. In fact, it's not for us to write it, because this is just a report. And I think it's a very good report, and well done for having me right here putting it down. It focuses the labour onto us as to what the report is. So this is a useful document for me to take on.
Thank you, Chair. Chair Conrad,
I also want to join Honourable Bakrain in appreciating the report, but what I would then propose is to propose a process, because we have received copies, I think, yesterday. Maybe when we have enough time, we can interact with your first if we are identifying any gaps. But at a glance, we should post report.
I'm sure, because there are no hands, everybody is nodding. Thank you so much. Indeed, it's a good work. And I'm feeling, let's talk about the before we attend. On these issues that we're dealing with the members, we are coming back to finalize the document next Wednesday. And also, it's giving us time to look on the issue that we have a bit more to agree to disagree, but go and do research and come back and finalize it on Wednesday. So now let's listen to the
once again, good afternoon, members.
Good morning.
Thank you. I'll start with the week to the public hearing in Mpumalanga. Three people scheduled to take this occasion on Friday, although as of yet we have not yet the final stage of them. The site is called the financial application has been described off by the CFO and the speaker. That is why Kosher is not here. He's got an engagement for Kosher to distribute the application at the office. So as soon as I think by the end of the day we'll be having the final case on what time, but the indication is that as early as around 10 o'clock on Friday, members will be picked up to the airport, but we have not yet confirmed this to what time we find. That's on Friday, because the public hearing is scheduled for Friday in Mpumalanga. That's especially on the trip. If there's anything on that one, I can take questions from the members. Because about logistics, Kosia did mention last week on Wednesday what the hotel is. I'm not sure yet, but the hotel in Norfolk, I think something like that, in the but then the flight will be, members will be taken back to their destination. I think it will be on Sunday because on Saturday there was a shortage of flight as of yesterday. So I cannot confirm that until the second. But there is a possibility that members can only go back on Sunday.
I'm sure. I hope not, but why is this say Saturday? We have agreed that we don't, we are not going to go there and say talk for 2 minutes. We said we are going to be there before day. So I worry them about the possibility of the flight on Saturday. I don't know what because I don't want us to say my flight is really true. Want to get the flight and say my flight is really true. Please don't put that on a chair.
No, the current share was that members, if they have to go back on Saturday, it means they will have to drive long distances from Mpumalanga to Joburg. So that is why the person is that it will not go back on Saturday. You have to sleep over and then travel for the back of Sunday. So we're not rushing to go back on Saturday.
So from Joburg to Mpumalanga flying?
Yes, on Friday. On Saturday after the meeting, there's no possibility of flight there to go back. Hence, we have sleep in Mpumalanga and then travel before the flight.
Mobilization.
We have conducted a lot of people around, not only the municipalities, as it was stated we've got pickup points. And we've got assurance that there will be members coming, I mean there will be unions and not ward councillors and so on that have mobilized within the farming sector. So we have assurance that we have a lot of people in the force. There was also, I don't know whether Mark said that the protection service will have to reach everything about the difficulty of security around Mpumalanga. Because they were wanting to march and so on. So they said they got everything, police correction, from the airport and everything, but they were going to do special issues on them. Then they
Thank you.
That's
the presentation. You are saying you've been telling me, I don't think there's anything new from what you have said before. And last time in this meeting, that we had, I said if all the trade unionists that have confirmed to you that they're going to bring workers, it may show that 100%. To date, I have nothing, and I hear you are still talking about councillors who are going to bring people. We might get there again and find different kinds of people, not the people that are suggesting. I just hope that in this, because this is what has been happening and raised this thing, I think you are still mumbling to learn. I'm not getting you saying that nothing is saying, or producer is saying, or society, or whatever trade union is saying. We are still talking of counselors and, and to me, it's not the people that are entrusted with organizing workers. Do you want to say something?
No.
Yeah. So I'm worried about that aspect. Because once it's what counselors, then you are going to get the same people. Yes, yes.
Chair, I'm mentioning this municipality because already to secure the board we have spoken to them, but I'm just saying that we have emphasized them that our target is, our focus is farm workers, so we do not need white customers and PW workers. We have conducted unions that have already indicated that they bring the people from the center. But the thing is, within this policy, because this comes to Chabon is in the township, they have indicated in the municipality that there will be people working in from the community. Those are the people that I'm mentioning. But already since we have approached them, we did not stop them from organizing from their own township. But we have emphasized that we want our focus is farm workers and all the farms around, that farms around have been informed to the unions. We have confirmation, not in terms of numbers or names of people, which is difficult for us to get checked from the unions, but they have indicated that there are so many 300 from that farming area, so we call it head of education of the nation.
I'm still right. Once I don't see a trade union or shop clerk being responsible for my position, I'm worried. You want to say something?
Thank you, Chair. We've been over and over this exercise. I think we should have been mastered it by now because we're about to finish. And I'm sharing your sentiments and you are saying you are worried. Because at this stage, we are supposed to be provided with information on as requested and as agreed upon previously, on how many people are expected, how many from which sectors, from which areas, and that's the kind of details that we are expecting to hear now. Seeing that everything needed to be finalized by now. So when the information, or maybe we didn't, we were not clear when or the client were not clear when we requested the information. Like I'm sure that seeing that he interacted with the different stakeholders, that he is having the information, and we would like him to provide it to us now at this stage. At least to know that maybe from NAF to be expecting 100 people, from Kosa to be expecting 300, and that is the total of 600 that we are expecting, exceeding the walk-ins. Thank you, Chair.
Are you in a question to answer that? If you have a question, you can say you can.
Okay. tend to care. As I've said, it's certainly difficult for us to get a name as far as a question as I remember, but we can be able to get the name directly from these people. But they are only promising that now we have people, we've got so many people in this town that we can inform them. We have even asked for their time off work, though it will be ready on the Saturday, and I've also informed the I've had an interaction with Agri FA, who has promised to us that we will talk with farm workers, coming to the farm office, to this people and try to encourage people to attend. But in terms of real numbers or real names, I'm sorry, Chair, I really don't have that.
Any instructions with the people that
are coming to our place? Yes, Chair. We've conducted the Dusa, Naya's Moloto, I'm sorry, Dennis, from Fredrika.
So,
now I've got the number.
You've conducted the Dusa, and the Dusa is not able to tell you how many cases of passing the need for the article?
No, Chair, they haven't, because they said, for instance, they do not have a union that is specific to the farmers in Fredrika. Only thousands of CNCT and the Rajagon, but they will say they will inform their members of shops who are in various provinces. They contacted the shops who are involved in those farms, and they have crops that they will sell. But in terms of name, the number they have, they got.
No, that's fine. I'm not happy because it's the same report that we got up. There is no way that we can talk to shopwise of the farm, or farm cannot refer you to a shopwise in each farm. And if you are referred to a shopwise in each farm by farm, they would at least know how many they see. They would know how many people who are going. Because for the shopwise, it's so easy to call people in the hall and say on Saturday there will be this, so I am interested to come. They don't even have to write to me. But those shopkeepers would be able to say, in my farm I need your farm. So it means it has not happened. Nothing has happened at all. And I think that we must be prepared that my time will not work out again. Because what I'm hearing is the councillors, they don't get anything about shopkeepers. We should be talking about shopkeepers. We should be talking about producer. If they said this says, there is no one here, not a farmer. But if the farmer database, there's so much farmer in that area. And in that area, out of so much power, if power has given these names to conduct in each farm, or whatever union that has members in each farm, that means a farm. But as you think I'm lying, but I think I'm giving up. At least I'm happy that I did not do this thing. There is nothing that is new here in our country. That's what we've been asking from the beginning since we started. With the Zolane aside, whether it's in management committee or for the Zolane, these are people to be targeted. But we never ever get to target that one. So I think we must start and wait. And I don't know then how many taxes or how much are we looking for transport. How do you say we look, how much are we then taking for transport when we have no idea how many people are coming? How do we manage to do that? But without any claim, I think our rest are okay and we can get them. Is that yours?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you are late.
I'm always away,
but
I'm not
going
to
do too much. Okay. Let me start with the status quo. I signed the letter to the DJ. The letter came back with positives and negatives. We were not able to follow them up. That's why some other committees were not able to assist, because we as a committee do not do the follow-up. However, we've been told that China is registered late from last year. There are four countries that we have taken. China, Brazil, in each continent. China is ready, but I've asked the committee secretary not to run and finish with everything, because the application for going to the study hall has not been submitted. And the danger of us going there on China, arranging tests and everything, is to find that the application only comes there to say, I can allow you one country, and would make the mistake of choosing China, because if you allow one country, you will definitely not choose China.
Yes,
so the best thing, that's why it is best for that, this thing is delaying. I've just signed it this morning. I'm sure next week we'll then hear what you guys have been allowed.
Thank you
for
that.
Very good, that's
what I think. Okay. Thank you. I think it's better than the other. Okay, let me see that then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay.